I've just been elected as mayor of the old-fashioned town of Dyke, where half of the folks do no work, and the other half do as they like. I had great distrust on the square, but they simply thrust me in the chair. Then they placed this gold chain on my neck, saying, hail to the Malcolm Dyke's mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to tell you that at last I have achieved the object of my life, and I am at last mayor of Malcolm Dyke. I have to do that to keep before speaking. I shall never forget the happy day that my dream came true, and I at last found that I really was a mayor. The first thing I recollect was the sheriff. He came up to me and said, Your Worship, the crowd expect the usual speech from the town hall. Naturally, I stepped out onto the balcony, or rather, where the balcony ought to have been. But you see, the workmen had taken it away the day before and hadn't told anybody, of course. I fell into the arms of the gaping multitude. They did seem pleased to see me. I don't think they expected me so soon. Some of them shouted, hooray, others said, lynch him. Well, after the doctors had finished with me, my first idea naturally was to go home and let the wife see me in these beautiful clothes. Well, she looked at me for a moment and she said, Sebastian, that is my Christian name on the mother's side. She said, you know, you are 4 days too late. This is the 9th of November, this isn't the 5th. I said, madam, I would have you understand that from today onwards, I am a mayor. She said, then you ought to have run in the Oaks. But there you are, that's the sort of thing one has to put up with. Of course, I ought not to grumble because it's marvellous, the swells and the connection that I'm having now that I'm getting on, the swells of it calling on me day after day. If I remember rightly, there's the Lord de Broccolo very often at my place, and the Lord de Greenstuff, and the Count de Hong Hong, and the Count de Uptifluff, and the Count Rendered. He's always calling, that fella is. But there you are, that's one of the vicissitudes. Of course, I ought not to grumble because I'm treated very well by everybody, and if I am not egotistical or forward, I think that last night, or rather late yesterday afternoon, hello, Swiss Mountain is about here somewhere, I performed the ceremony of my official career, and performed it with great éclat. It was the opening of the new corporation swimming baths, and they were opened none too soon in our neighbourhood either. There were a lot of persons present, and I made the usual speech to the swimming masses and water nymphs. Of course, I kept well back from the water. I've been pushed in before. I have an account of the speech here, which I'll give to you in its entirety. Probably one or more of you will like to go in one of these days. I said, I have a cutting of it here. I said, I went on to say, as the saying goes, I have a cutting of it here from one of the papers. I said, ladies and gentlemen, cheers. As mayor of your borough, cries the peer here, it is my duty, a chorus applause. And I feel confident you won't figure out of place, cries of no, no. It has been said, cries of shame, as you gaze into this deep mass of clear, cold water, shudders from those around. Who suggested these baths first, cries of you, you. Who will be the first to subscribe, cries of you, you. Who will be the first to go into the water?
You!
Liar. Of course, that finished the speech. I then read them out the rules of the establishment, which run as follows. Rule number one, no smoking allowed underwater. No soap to be used in the baths. Swimmers can foam at the mouth if necessary. People are requested not to bring lemon and sugar with them, as this is a bath, not a hot drink. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, gentlemen's days. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, ladies' days. The mayor to use his own discretion as to which days he goes in. Still turn again, but the nightmare. Stickleback, right of the chair. Everybody can do as they like. Now Stickleback's mayor of Malcolm Dyke.